Alaska General Motors and Chrysler dealers will be spared as both U.S. automakers close dealerships nationwide. GM has 7 franchise agreements in Alaska and Chrysler has 6. General Motors announced plans today to reduce their dealer network by 1,100 stores in 2010. Chrysler will close 789 stores next month. None of them are in Alaska. Pete Ternas is Corporate Communications Director for GM Sales, Service, and Marketing.
One of the things we considered when we looked at reducing the dealerships was market coverage. And since we only have a handful of dealerships in Alaska, it's very important to us to make sure that we have that number there to service the GM customers that own and drive our vehicles.
Ternes says the reductions will come in Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, Pontiac, and GMC. While General Motors has not yet filed for bankruptcy, Ternes says it's probable, depending on the outcome of the bondholder negotiations. Chrysler filed for bankruptcy on April 30th. None of the corporate restructuring plans affect financing and warranties. Sean Pfeiffer owns GM dealerships in Anchorage and Palmer.
Entity, that is going to be the one thing in particular that ensures customer confidence in the product. And then, of course, on top of that, we've got the government notification that they're going to stand behind the warranties.
Juneau's Mendenhall Auto Center sells Chrysler and GM products. On Thursday, owner Steve Allwine received the list of Chrysler dealerships to close across the country, as well as a letter saying Alaska is not affected. But Allwine says GM is doing things differently.
They're not publishing a list. What they're saying to these dealers is, when you come up for renewal after 2010, we will not be renewing your dealer agreement.
Today's General Motors announcement does not include GM brands Saturn, Hummer, and Saab, also sold in Alaska. GM Communications Director Ternes says their fate depends on pending sales of Hummer and Saturn. Saab has filed for bankruptcy in Sweden.